This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Russia and Turkey have struck a deal that effectively transforms the map of northeast Syria. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
In the wake of President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, Russia and Turkey have announced an agreement to jointly patrol nearly the entire northeastern Syrian border. The announcement came after 6 hours of talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the Black Sea resort of Sochi. The agreement calls for Kurdish fighters to be given 150 hours to pull back 20 miles from the border. That makes the deadline 6 p.m. next Tuesday. Meantime, in another twist to the chaotic situation, Iraq said Tuesday the U.S. troops withdrawn from Syria do not have permission to stay on its territory. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told an audience at an event of the conservative think tank Heritage Foundation that President Trump has helped lay the groundwork for permanent ceasefire in Syria.
Thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald Trump, we have an opportunity for a permanent ceasefire. We may well give the international community an opportunity to establish a safe zone between Turkey and the Kurdish population in Syria that will ensure peace and security for all the peoples of this war-torn region. And in the midst of all of it, our troops are coming home.
Pence also said that America will always be grateful to the Kurdish allies who fought shoulder to shoulder with the U.S. to fight the Islamic State group in Syria, although much of the territory they called home would be handed over to U.S. rivals. And Britain's departure from the European Union has been thrown into limbo after Parliament rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's timetable for ratifying the new Brexit deal. And for more news, as always, please join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is